I'm Tom Shivers with the Vending Business Show, here with Larry Towner, who has been in the vending business for a number of years and has even sold the majority share of his vending business a few years ago. He's a consultant now. And thanks for being here, Larry.
Thanks, Tom. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to kind of review what we went over last time real briefly. We were talking about getting new accounts, and you mentioned a couple of good tips there, like a plan to land new accounts, first of all. And then we talked a little about referrals, and you said, hey, you need to know the key people in your accounts, those middle managers. And then you went on and talked a little bit about focusing in on a specific area of geographic area for your operations and how that can influence friendly competitors and sharing leads with them. So thanks for that, for those tips. I also came across a really interesting question from a fellow who's kind of struggling as a follow-up to this, you know, how do you get new accounts question. And let me tell you what he's asking here. He says, I'm starting my snack soda combo vending business. I have machines with 19 snack and 5 canned drink selections. I must have faxed 500 businesses so far in the Arizona area, and I can't get one location. I need someone to help me find businesses in my area that need vending machines that I can service for free for them. And he's kind of, you know, you see what he's asking for there, Larry?
I have an idea of what he's asking for. Yes, I do. And it sounds like this is, we had mentioned in a previous show just a little bit about not purchasing equipment until you have accounts. And this is kind of an example, it sounds like to me, of a guy who's gone out and bought a bunch of equipment, hasn't really done any market research before buying the equipment, and now has a whole bunch of machines sitting in his garage that he can't get out onto location. One of the first things I noticed just in this question is that he talks about really only one way of generating business, and that is he's often faxing things. Now, Tom, I wanted to ask you a question. You run a business, and I assume you have a fax machine, because most of us do. And
sure.
What do you do with those unsolicited faxes that come in to you?
Well, I immediately grab them up, read them, and call the number on the fax.
Is that on the way to the garbage can or after?
Right.
So what I hear when I see this is I see somebody that it kind of sounds like this fella's been off to one of these ballroom or blue sky promotions where he's gone in and they've told him all you have to do is fax off these things and they'll be beating a path to your door. If you send 500 out, you'll be guaranteed to get some results. Well, while the faxing of things does work, it's not probably really the most effective method for selling and or marketing. It's a one-sided thing. First off, faxes generally cost businesses money, and when you cost someone money, they really aren't usually too responsive to your offer. It's kind of like in today's world, faxing. Really, blind faxing is almost unheard of. I would never blind fax myself. I might do blind emails where I'm sending it off, but emails don't cost anybody any money. And if they have interest in it, they might respond to it. Eventually, if he sent enough faxes, he would get a response. I don't know what the numbers would be, but 500 is really not that many to send out. I know when they used to do direct mail, if you mailed something to somebody, you were going to look at a 1% to 2% response if everything was right. And that means if the offer that you had was perfect to the market and it was a perfect, you know, statement and everything was written and it was on the right paper and it was this and it was that. There's hundreds and hundreds of items that go into doing direct marketing like that. And if everything was right, you get a 1% to 2%, which means on 500 responses, if you got 2%, you would get one. So that's really all you're looking for, you know, at that. And on faxing, it's going to be even less than 1%. So, Tom, you do a lot with Internet. If you send out 50,000 emails on Internet, what kind of response rate do you get?
Well, if I've taken the time to really understand my audience on that list and try to answer the questions I know that they're asking, then I might get a 20% open rate. But that's an optimistic number, actually, on email open rate. But an open rate is just that. It's just an open rate. It's not a conversion rate, which is much
right.
more effective. You know, if you're getting, say you get 20% open rate, then you might get a 5% click rate off of those that open.
If you're soliciting, you'd be lucky to get one. Would that be right?
Yeah.
You'd be really lucky to get one customer out of that. So that's the kind of things that when we talk about it, a lot of it's just statistics. When we study, you know, sales and marketing, basically, sales is strictly a numbers game. And if you're going to do sales, it is completely, you just have to hit more doors. Now, the as they say, you know, one of the things in the sales game is that, you know, what's the easiest thing to get rid of? It's, you know, it's a piece of mail or a fax or an email. That's the easiest thing to get rid of. Those go right in the trash. Well, the second easiest thing to get rid of is a phone call. You say goodbye and you hang up, and that gets rid of it. But getting rid of bodies, we've found, has been a little bit more difficult. Meaning, you know, it's been said that trying to get rid of a body is rather difficult. When you're standing face-to-face with somebody, you tend to get a little better response than you do if you don't. So when we go about doing sales and marketing, you really have to go out and you actually have to knock doors. And you have to go and you have to go talk to people. Some of my tricks on doing that are that you just ask everybody you know, hey, do you have vending machines? You know, it's really that simple. And almost everybody has a vending machine where they work. Well, are you happy with who you have now? Is there anything that could be made better? And you target in on those things, and you ask anybody. It really doesn't matter. I always just ask people that I meet walking into the business, hey, do you have vending machines? Yes, we do. You know, or are you happy with it? No, the guy never puts in what we want, or the damn things never work, or whatever. Any number of answers, you know, and every once in a while you get, you know, we're really happy with them. They do a really good job, and blah, blah, blah. And so then what you're doing is a bit of marketing research, really. You're finding out who your competitors are and what they do and how they do it and do they do it well. And when you go in with that kind of information, and you can pick that information up from anybody that you talk to that works at a business or is related to that business at all, it can be the janitor can give you that information. And they'll tell you, the people that use the vending machines, if they're dissatisfied with the service provider or their company that comes in and does their vending, you'll find out about it pretty rapidly. You'll also find out if they do a good job pretty rapidly. But they'll usually, even if they do a good job, they'll still listen to you for a little bit, you know, unless it's the owner's brother-in-law or something like that, and then pretty much you're out the door. But you've got to go out, you know, face-to-face. You can do all the faxing and all the emails you want, but if you're not out knocking a door or two every day, you're really not going to win. Now, that's not a lot of fun, you know, and you're going to face a lot of rejection. And we always say my conversion rates when I go out and do sales calls is about 1 in 10. So I know that when Larry Towner goes out and he knocks 10 doors, he usually gets one account. And that's something now, I'm a little more experienced than most people, so an average person, if you go knock 20 doors, the chances are you're going to get an opportunity to get one account. And these statistics just come from years and years and years of selling. And I say an inexperienced person is going to have, you know, a conversion rate of about 1 in 20. Now, does that mean that you go out and you knock that, you know, here you go, you knock on the first door, you knock, you know, you get to 19 and you say, wow, I'm going to knock this next one, it's going to happen. No, it never happens that way. What happens is you go out and you'll make 50 sales calls, and your last three, you'll get the accounts. It always seems to be that way. Or it'll work conversely the opposite way. You'll go knock the first door, you'll get an account, or the second door, you know, one of your very first ones, and then you won't get two until the very end. And so, mm-hmm. you know, you have to stay at it. This is amortizer. This is looked at over big periods of time. It's if you make 100 sales calls in a week, you're pretty much going to get, you know, about 10 accounts. And when I say that, that's of all sizes. It's not being specific. If you're going after big accounts, it can take you years to get big accounts, years and years and years. It can take you. You have to be after them, every 3 months or so.
And that's when you get into real professional selling. If you're going after a 1,000-person plan or something like that, you're going to have to be extremely professional. But I'm just talking about the average business out there. With anywhere to 50, 20 to 100 employees, you pretty much can knock the doors, and they'll at least give you an opportunity to take a vending account.
Yeah, now this fella obviously is just getting started in the vending business, and you definitely addressed a lot of the questions that he is freaking out about right now in a previous show, and it was how to get started in the vending business. It's a previous show that we did. So I would have him go check that out. Anyone else who wants to understand more about the concept of sell before you buy, which you went into real well there. And you've been listening to the Vending Business Show, a publication of A&M Equipment Sales.